Autumn 1918 started out as a good time. The Great War was coming to an end. Movie theaters were crowded. Roller skating was popular. So were pool halls and amusement parks. But in September, the Spanish flu landed from war-torn Europe, spreading from coast to coast in a week. Professor Stephen Berg of Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania wrote about that time for the Wisconsin Historical Society. He says the Spanish flu ushered in an eerie, tragic silence.
Just about every form of public gathering, aside from factories or industry, came to a halt. The state health commissioner had the authority to shut down public gatherings, so he shut down all of the schools in the state. Churches stopped meeting. During the election of 1918, there were no public speeches or public rallies.
This virus had spread like a wind-whipped grass fire and made more than 100,000 people in Wisconsin sick. It started in Milwaukee on September 28th and didn't subside until Christmas. The State Board of Health called this pandemic the most disastrous calamity ever visited upon the people of Wisconsin. Berg says the pandemic hit so fast and so hard that morgues overflowed, there weren't enough coffins, and hospitals ran out of space.
There were a lot of public buildings and even wealthy people's homes that were converted to hospitals. So I think most people probably didn't die in hospitals per se, but died either in those sort of makeshift infirmaries or at home.
Doctors and nurses were heroic, but Berg says they were stretched to exhaustion. New Mexico State University history professor Joan Jensen wrote the story of Lincoln County, Wisconsin public health nurse Theta Mead. Nurses like Mead were the only medical help for many rural families.
Rural people were strapped for cash, so doctors didn't want to get a chicken or, you know, some vegetables or something in payment. And so there was this great, really, drain of medical. The doctors tended to move to the cities.
The scars run deep for survivors. UW Oshkosh psychology professor Susan McFadden collaborated in a 2001 study of the 1918 pandemic that included interviewing survivors.
I remember talking to a man whose parents had died. The experience that he had as a child being taken to live with an aunt and an uncle. Another person I'm thinking of up in Oconto who described looking out her door. She's a little girl, and she looked across the street, and she saw that the house across the street had a black wreath on the door, and she knew that her best friend had died.
Many people died at home. 96-year-old Genevieve Sanfilippo of Milwaukee lost her mother, grandmother, and two cousins in that three-month pandemic.
It was very trying, and a six-year-old had seen my mother in a casket with candles around her, and I'd go up and I want to kiss her, and they pulled me away. I said, well, why is Mama sleeping in the box? She should be in bed. So it was very hard to understand.
The Spanish flu eased by the end of 1918, but continued to claim victims into the spring of 1919. In all, 8,400 people in Wisconsin died from the Spanish flu. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.